Shammai Matirin Hatzaris La'achin. That means that in the case of Tzaris Erva, the Tzara, who is allowed to marry her brother-in-law according to Beis Shammai, not only she's allowed to, she's a mitzvah too. According to Beis Hillel, the Tzara is not allowed to marry. And if they have children, then the child is a mamzer. So that's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara we'll see soon explains the machlokes. In the meantime, we started to discuss yesterday the end of the Mishnah, which says that Beis Hillel made shiduchim with Beis Shammai, because they relied that if Beis Hillel is being read a shidduch with a child of a Tzaras Erva who married her brother-in-law, which is a mamzer according to Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai would have protected them, would have said, no, you're not allowed to marry this person. So what we'd like to figure out is whether this is a halacha psuka. Are we to learn from this Mishnah that any time I hold something is mutter, and you hold something is aser, that there's an iser of lifnei iver for me to give you that which I'm allowed to eat, I hold as mutter, I know you hold as aser, is there, should we learn from this Mishnah that there's an iser? What's the suffix? The suffix is because the Gemara says on Yudalad Amid Beis that lamdach shechiba v'rei is naig in zebezeh l'kayim eshenemer ha'emes v'asholim ayhavu or ahavu, that the Gemara seems to say that it was a chumra, it wasn't the ikar adin. The mashmois of the lashon haGemara is that it's a chumra bi'alma. So yesterday we tried to clear into the tzadim Apisvara, which certainly we have to do, but today let's start with what Vashtait, what it says in the Rishayim, and then we'll try to figure out the reasons. Lamaisa the Ritva on Yudalan Amid Beis, and also in Sukkah Daf Yod, in both places, the Ritva says that there is a Issa Lifnei Iver for a person who holds its mutter to give something that's Aser to somebody else who holds its Aser. So that, like the Ritva, if I hold, you only have to wait 1 hour to eat milchiks after fleishiks, and you hold that you have to wait 6 hours, Ritva says, if I give you milchiks during the 6 hours, I'm not around lifnei iver. For you it's an iser. So that's the first shita. The shitas of Ritva is that there's an iser lifnei iver to give somebody else something which is aser lefi shita shalai, which is aser according to his shita. And we're talking now about something that's clearly two shitas in halacha. We'll talk later if we have time about things that are chumris, or but we're talking now about things that are clearly two shitas in Shulchan Aruch, two shitas in Gemara. So the Ritva holds that it's aser. The Pri Chadash in his Klalei Hayra says that it's mutter. And Itaka says that what Beis Shammai did to Beis Hillel was because of Chiba V'Reyes Naig and Zebizeh, was Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, that Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, it's not Meikar Hadin. And the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud brings a Yeshayimim that hold this way. So it's not as if the Pri Chadash is an Achron, it was a Rishon. The Ritva himself in Sukkah Daf Yud brings that there is a Yeshayimim that holds that you are allowed to give, if you hold this mutter, you can give it to someone else. You can give it to someone who holds it to us. So that we have a machlaikis, we'll call it Shitas Ritva and Shitas HaPri Chadash. Ritva holds its aser, and the Pri Chadash holds that its mutter. The Ramah in Yeredeya Kuf Yates of Zion Paskins like the Ritva. He says that if you go to someone's house and that person is Noig Heter in something, and you're Noig Isser, you can eat there, you are allowed to rely on him that he's not going to give you a Dover Ha'aser. And the Shach says, the Yesh Bay Mishum Lifnei Yiver. The Shach uses a Lashon as Lifnei Yiver. So that the Psak appears to be like the Ritva. That's how the Ramah is passing. So then now we learned a new thing, that there's an Issa. What about the Kasha? The Prichadish is Kasha, that the Gemara says it was out Chiba Vareyes. So the Ritva answers as follows. He says, Lifnei Iver Lesite Michshol is if I give you an Isser. I give you something that's also, that's Lifnei Iver. For Beishamai, to read a Shidda for Beis Hillel, someone that's a Mamzel like Beis Hillel, that would be Osir. That's not Avivareyas. That's Osir Mekaradin. Lifnei Iver is to give something that's Osir. And that, the Ritva Shita is, that's also Lifnei Iver. Pshat in our Sugya is not going in such a case. It's going in a case where someone from Beis Hillel met someone from Beis Shammai, they had a shidduch. Nobody from Beis Shammai pushed anything. They didn't give it to them via dayim. A boy and a girl met from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they want to get married. The Havav Arayis is Aslafushe Me'isura. Aslafushe Me'isura Zot the Ritva. That maker a thing you don't have to do. If I hold its mutter and you hold its aser, I don't have to be mafresh you from iser if you're going to be naig heter. Lauts lifnei iver, I'm not allowed to give it to you. It's taka aser. But mafreshe me isura, that I don't have to do. If you're doing it on your own, if you're having a shidduch with somebody from Beis Shammai on your own, presumably this lady from Beis Shammai doesn't never learn Yavamis, and she doesn't know that there's a shayla lifnei iver. So just that the Chachamim, the Chachmei Beis Shammai saw what was going on, as Avav Arayis, they stopped the Shidduch. They were Lafushe Meisur. But Meikar Hadin, Zok the Ritva is Maida to the Pichadosh. That Lafushe Meisur, I don't have to be Mafishu for Minister if I hold its mutter. I hold its mutter, you're doing it, I don't have to be Mafishu for Minister. So this is how he answers the Gemara here. So I'm trying to be careful not to start yet with Svaris, because once you start with Svaris, it's very hard. We're trying to get the Shita straight. So the Prichadosh says, there's no Isur, not Lifnei Iver, not Mishum Isur. If you hold its Mutter, you don't have to do anything. And the Ritva holds, Isurim, Lifnei Iver is Osir, Mafushim Isur, I don't have to be Mafush. There's no Din, Achayat Techir. That's what he said. That's the why. That's what you're asking, right? There's no din achiyach techiyach. Why? There's no atzmidas taivis. I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me to talk about midas taivis. Atzmidas taiva. It's a mad alach sani. It's alach sani. If there be something that I'm not the chumra and he's not yet, I want him to tell me. Okay. Again, I want to avoid getting into the Svaris, because then we'll go for the rest of the year with Svaris. I want to get to it, but before you, I want to set the table. I want to give you the Shitas, and we have to
go. The cases have been Barmish Lend.
Tumas Taharis?
Yeah.
Tum and Tahara. He says the same thing. He says that the person, Lendi the Caleb, didn't know. It was a woman. She didn't know. She doesn't. The regular woman, she knows that, does your wife know that the Svardin have different glad meat? Huh? Maybe your wife knows, but most women don't know. So what happened is, Beis Shammai's wife gave Beis Hillel a keli. She didn't know anything that Beis Hillel holds its chomer. So the chacham of Beis Shammai, who saw it, Lafushe Meisuri, did not have a verate. That's what the Ritva said. So far, so good. Now, there are three Gemaras we have to deal with and see if the Gemaras are raised to the Bichadash or are raised to the Ritva. So our Gemara is one Gemara we already have. Our Gemara says Avav Arayis, the Prichadosh touches his way, the Ritva touches his way. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph was the Gemara where Rav and Shmuel had a machlokes. Rav held that a part of a food that's cooked in a fleishiger pot is not allowed to be eaten with milk. Dogim sha'olu b'kar shel basar, you have a fleishiger, a part of a food cooked in a fleishiger pot. Rav holds, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Shmuel holds that you're allowed to eat it with milk. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara there says, Rav Elazar came to Shmuel's house. Rav Elazar was a Talmid of Rav. Shmuel served Dogim Shalom Bakaira with Kotach. He served this fish that was fleishik together with milk. And Rav Elazar didn't eat it. Shmuel said to him, that's funny, your Rebbe came yesterday, your Rebbe ate it. So why won't you eat it? So Rav Elazar went to Rav. He says, it's true, you ate it. So he said to him, Chasle Lizara da Abba Bar Abba de Levit Hafi. That it can't be that Shmuel, such a Halakha Yid, would give me things that are also according to my Shita. Rashi says, Lahir Dvar Miyadu. Rav said it never happened. Very strange Gemara. If you learn the Gemara, what did happen? First the Gemara says it happened, and then it says Rav says it never happened. So Shmuel says it happened, Rav said it didn't happen. Let's figure out what happened in the Gemara. But Lamaisa, Rav says the words, Chas Lay Lazara, Da Abba Bar Abba, Da Levin Hachi, Da Chas V'Shalom, that he would do such a thing. Zok De Ritva, it's a riot to me. The Ritva here on Daf Yudal Mebei says, it's a riot to me that you're not allowed to give Isser B'Yadayim. You see, Rav said, you're not allowed to give Isser B'Yadayim, so it's a riot that it's Osir. How does the Prichadash answer? Rav said it's Osir. So Prichadash answer is the same way he explains on Gemara. The Prichadash says, Mikra din it's Mutter. Rav said, Chas Lei, the Zara, the Abba Baraba, somebody who's Zara the Kedoshim, he calls it, somebody who comes from such a Mitzuyin Dika family, he would never do it to me. Mikra din it's Mutter. But he would never do it to me. So that the Prichadash says that Sai in our Gemara in Yavamis, and Sai in Yenah Gemara in Cholin, it's of Chumra that Rav said Shmuel wouldn't do it, and that Beishameh was told they kill him. But Mikra Adin Zok to Prichadash, it's Mutter. So Vaita, you have a second Gemara, it's no Raya. The Aruch Lener, in his Chuvah, in Binyan Tzion, Chuvah Sarach Beis, says that maybe it's Taka Machlaikis Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel held its Mutter, Rav held its Aser. Could be it's a Machlaikis. The third Gemara is a problem. The third Gemara is Sukkah Daf Yud. And Sukkah Daf Yud, the Gemara says Beferish that Rav Nachman did it. The Gemara there says that Rav Nachman held that Schach that's hanging lower than Dalit from a sukkah does not pass a sukkah. No sukkah, I was saying schach. No sukkah that's hanging in a sukkah lower than Dalit. No sukkah, Rav Nachman doesn't pass a sukkah. You could sleep under it. Rav Chista held that you're not allowed to sleep under it. The pasul's a sukkah if it's a lot of it, and in any event, you can't sleep under it. Rav Chista held that a pasul's a sukkah. So the Gemara says, Maisa Shahaya, Rav Chista was traveling and he came to the Reish Galusa, Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman gave him a sukkah to sleep in, and it was mamish such a sukkah that had schach hanging lower than Dalit. And in the morning, Rav Nachman told Rav Chista, what happened? Did you change your psak? You slept in such a sukkah? And Rav Chista answered, no, I didn't change my psak. Shluchim mitzvah anon, shluchim mitzvah p'tur min asuk. But we see there from the Gemara Beferish that Rav Nachman did it. Rav Nachman put Rav Chista in a sukkah, which, like Rav Chista, is pasul. Rav Nachman didn't know he's a shleich mitzvah, because in the morning he asked him if he changed his psak. So Rav Nachman put Rav Chista in a sukkah, which was a sukkah that's also according to Rav Chista. That is a Beferish Gemara that says that you're allowed to do it. It's a ride to the Prichadash.
He saw it when he was walking to the synagogue. He would notice, okay, so we see that the fast in the morning was an understatement, so which means, okay, I noticed what happened. I noticed that the synagogue had a problem with the synagogue.
Okay. The Prichadosh brings a raya from this Gemara to him that you're allowed to give it to Miyadai. And today we have a Ritva on Sukkah Daf Yud. The Kadmayim didn't have it, but we have a Ritva on Sukkah Daf Yud, and he asks the Kasha on himself. He asks, as a matter of fact, he brings Yesh Mekilim, the Prichadosh Shita, he brings, we'll bring a raya from here, it's Mutta. He says, no, it's Aser. I hear. So he says what somebody said yesterday, what Yitzhi's saying today, that there is a different story. There was nicker. A person goes into a sukkah, and it was nicker to him. That so Rav Nachman could give Rav Chista something that Rav Chista could look at, and he'll decide for himself if he wants to sleep in the sukkah. So something that's nicker, that you're allowed to do. I didn't say I understand the teretz, I'm just telling you the teretz. You're right. This is the teretz. This is what he says. Something that's nicker, you're allowed to give him. Right. So you can give him kriya. Well, let's not say if he has to open them. Let's say somebody is fleshix and he waits 6 hours. I know he waits 6 hours. I'm going to give him something that's clearly milachic. There's no question. Give him an ice cream bar. Some ice creams are pirate. I give him a cup of milk. I give him a cup of milk. And I know. So what we're saying? He's fleshix. He's fleshix. Could be he forgot. I don't want to get into cases that have other problems. You're right. If you forgot, that's a different story. Because it can't be Rav Chista forgot. He knew it's a sukkah. So I need a case like Rav Chista. But whatever case you want to come up with, I give him an ice cream that's he's not going to Chol Yisrael. I give him an ice cream that's clearly labeled not Chol Yisrael. So what we're saying now, the Ritva, who's the Machmir. And we say the Ramah passed like him. He says a davar nicker you're allowed to give. That amayda, it's a gemara sukkah. A davar nicker you're allowed to give. So far I told you facts without svaris. What I tell you, prichadash holds there's no issa b'chlal. Ritva holds it's not me'iver. However, the ritva is maida in two things. In Yavamis, he's maida lafrishim isuri, and not mechuyim. If he's doing it on his own, you don't have to be mafrishim. No hechiach techiach. And in Sukkah, he's maida by a davar anikar, that a davar anikar is different. Now, in Mechayra, we have a problem. What's the heter of a davar anikar? What's the hope of davar anikar? If it's lifnei iver, and it's nikar, so what does that mean? I'm giving you some of this nikar. So if he's not going to eat it, so there's no problem. Elamai, he will eat it. So why is it that it's nikar? There's no lifnei iver if the person's over and very amazed. If you hold this lifnei iver, the ritva's loshen, and the shas loshen is lifnei iver, and he's just a deraiser. I'm giving him something that's also like him. If you hold lifnei iver, what's the hesber that a dover hanikr is mutter? Why should a dover hanikr be any more mutter than a dover shayna nikr? It's very hard to understand that. I go to a nazir and I give him a cup of wine. It's clearly labeled wine. It's lifnei iver. Right? It's a Zacharias, not my Achais. And I give him another wine. Here, I'm giving him something which is Shitosa is also. So if you're going to tell me, I hold it's Mutter, there's no Lifnei Yiver, that's what the Prichadosh says. Okay. But you're telling me, no, it's Lifnei Yiver anyway. It's Lifnei Yiver anyway, who cares if it's Snicker? I'm enticing him, so. Where am I not enticing him? Sure, I'm enticing you. Travel all the day, he's very tired. I'm giving him this sukkah. If he doesn't take this sukkah, he's going to have to go out and build himself a sukkah or go find a different sukkah. Why is it? What's the difference?
Isn't it clear that we always say that you won't know that it's uttered by Nazir?
No. In Lifnei-Iver, it's also when he knows he doesn't know.
Assuming the person does know that it's uttered, isn't it only by Nazir we see that we shouldn't give him the Yayim?
No, it's everywhere. The same Mishnah of Bryce said it says Nazir. Says Minay Shalayishir Adam Yain LeNazir Ve'Eva Mechayla Ben Noach. Doesn't say only Yain. The same Mishnah says this is Eva Mechayla Ben Noach. I guess the opposite extreme. So he said that, no, yeah. But so that needs a hesber. The nicker, the kuga of nicker, definitely needs a hesber, which hopefully we'll come to. Why? But I'm telling you, it says Menayin Shalai Yeshit Adam Yayin Lenazir. That means he knows. Menayin Shalai Yeshit Adam Yayin Lenazir. I can't give wine to a Nazir. He knows it's wine, he knows he's a Nazir. I still know I'll give it to him.
I know what you're talking about, he knows wine. Maybe probably he doesn't
know
wine.
You learn a lot of Gemaras. Here's a Gemara in Psachim, the second paragraph. Menayin Shalai Yeshit Adam Yayin Lenazir. It means only if he doesn't know. I don't think it's Pshat. I don't think it's possible to learn Pshat that way. No?
No, I should have
said that. But Slav Dafki Yayin Lenazir, it says Eva Menachayin, Ben Nayach, he can give also. Same Brisa. I don't think there's any question. If Eva is Osir, even if it's Nicker, he knows about it, he doesn't care. In a regular case of Isser Mamish giving Trefis, it's certainly Lifne Eva, there's no Shaila. So Shaila, you can't give Trefis to Frayid. That's Lifne Eva. So the nicker idea needs a hesber. The other thing needs a hesber is our ritva. Ritva holds it's an issel of neiver, but afusha meisura I'm not mechuyev. That means I hold it's mutter, you hold it's aser. There's issel of neiver for me to give it to you, but afusha meisura, if I see you eating it, I don't have to stop you. Now that geder needs a hesber for the following reason: we have to decide. And not just for the sugya, because we're going to get on your dalid to the sugya of haraitz lasis kevei shama yaisa, haraitz lasis kevei sila yaisa. We're going to get to such sugyas where there are two shittas in Klal Yisrael. We know there are many things that there are two shittas in Klal Yisrael. We have to decide how we look at it. I hold something's mutter, and you hold it's aser. Am I maskim it's a iser? Or I'm not maskim, it's an iser. In other words, I'm an Ashkenazi. I eat meat from all the Ashkenazi sources, the kosher meat. I eat it. Sfaradi is not eat it because he has a problem. Well, Bishalakum is a common problem. Bishalakum, the Sfaradim have a big chumrah. That even if a yid turned on the fire, if a guy put the food on the fire, we hold it's mutter. If a yid turned on, not on the fire, I'm talking about the fire itself. In our restaurants, not only in our restaurants, downstairs in the Yeshiva Taravadas, a yid turns on the fire, and Goyim put eggs onto the fire, or put things onto the fire. That's a Sfaradi can't eat here. Somebody who has Midik Sfarad can't eat these foods, because this is Bishalakim according to them, because they hold that a yid has to put the food on the fire. If you go into a restaurant in the Flatbush and it says Bishal Yisrael, the Midik Sfaradim, so don't worry, you could eat it. They're more machmir, not more meh. Question now is, am I allowed to give them to eat this food? So now, I'm talking about before the ritva, before the prichaj, how do you look at it in svara? How do you look at, I'm not talking about hashkafa-wise, I'm talking halachically. Hashkafa-wise, you'll understand, I'm talking about halacha. Halachically, what's going on in my world? In my world, this is not Bishalakum. In his world, it's Bishalakum. Do I have to look at it that this is something which is asa for him? Just like Yayin is asa for a Nazir and mutter for me. This is something that's asa for him and mutter for me. In which case, if Eva applies, but so does Afusha Meisura. If I see a Nazir about to drink wine, I have a mitzvah Afusha Meisura. So if I look at it that halachically, for me it's mutter, for him it's aser, we have a problem with the ritva. Because in the ritva is saying that if there even is, which stems well, I hold it's aser for him, but lafrushim isura is not. Why didn't all lafrushim isura if it's aser for him? Elamai, you're going to tell me that I hold it's mutter. And he says, yeah, me, I'm allowed to behave as if it's totally mutter. It's mustaver. I owe this mutter. I heard of it on the sugya, and I came out that it's mutter. So now, for me, it's totally mutter. If it's for me, it's totally mutter, how's it lifnei iver? How's it lifnei iver for me to give it to him? So the Ritva needs hesber. The Ritva says his psak, he doesn't say his hesber. He needs hesber. So there's a hesber which says in a few places. I saw it in the footnotes to the Ritva on Yevamis, the Rav Kook Ritva. I believe he's not the only one that says it. And the hesber is based on two dinim lifnei iver, which can be phrased many, many ways. I have my way of phrasing it. It's not the same way it's phrased there. You'll see it's the same thing. We have a shas chakira in lifnei iver. What is the aveira of lifnei iver? You could learn lifnei iver two ways. Now, I'm not talking about putting a stone in front of a blind person, which is also lifnei iver. I'm talking about giving an aveira to a yid, or even a ben nayach. Learn two ways. You can learn it's a bein adam lamakim dikedin. What do I mean bein adam lamakim? The Rebbeinu Shalom said to me, "You're not allowed to eat nevela. Not only you're not allowed to eat nevela, you're not allowed to have a hand in any Jew eating nevela. You can't have a chelik in yidden eating nevela." So the klar by lifnei iver, the chakira by lifnei iver, is the following chakira: is lifnei iver a bein adam lamakim dikedin? It's a halacha that I can't have a yad in anybody eating the vela. Well, no. Maybe bein adam the lifnei iver is a bein adam lechaveirei dekedin, that I'm not allowed to do an avla to somebody. Just like I can't give him poison, I'm not allowed to give him spoiled things that'll give him a bellyache. So I'm not allowed to give him food that'll bring him to Gehenna, that'll make him do aveiros. Maybe it's a bein adam lamakim lachaveri dikedin that I'm not allowed to do an avla to my friend. It's a big avla to give him, even if he doesn't care. He's a friar yid. It's still an avla to him. Both Rav Moshe and Rav Elchanan say that they are two dinim. They're both dinim are true. Rav Moshe is in the Dibris Moshe Masechta Shabbos Simin Gimel, a gigantic arichas on this inyan. And Rabbi Chanan is in Psachim, the second parak. I don't remember the ice, but it starts Minayin Shalaya Shiradam Yain Lenazav Eim Machal Ben Nayach. They both say that lifnei iver they are two dinim. Both are true. There's an iser bein adam lamakim. You're not allowed to have a chelik in the aveira. Nothing to apply me. I'm not allowed to have a chelik in aveira that happens in the world. And there's a bein adam lechaveirei dikedin, which is that I am not allowed to give somebody a michshol. I'm being machshol him. Two dinim. Now, kavina between the two dinim, anybody remember? Huh? Make me feel good. Good. A guy. Now, kavina is a guy. Rav Chanan writes a klal that all bein adam lechaveirei dikedinim do not apply to goyim unless there's a specific ribui hakra. Any bein adam lechaveirei dikedin doesn't apply to a guy. There's no mitzvah of bikachaylim to a guy. Maybe kiddush Hashem, but there's no mitzvah be'etzem of bikachaylim haftlarecha kamaicha. By gezelakum, we need a ribui. We need extra ribui to be mar begezelakum. But bein adam lechaveirei mitzvahs do not apply to goyim. So zakt Rav Chanan, it's a nafkamina. The bein adam lamakim dikedin applies to a guy. The lechaveirei dikedin doesn't apply to a guy. Therefore, when it says you're not allowed to give Eivor menachayla ben nayach, it means why can't you give Eivor menachayla ben nayach? Alts being machshel him, that's an aveir. Out, I'm not allowed to have a chelik in eating of Eivor Menachai, that it is an Aveira. The Bein Adam Lamakim applies, the Bein Adam Lachaveira, it doesn't apply. That was one nafkamina.
We also said that maybe
it's Asik on Shabbos. Yisasek would be a second nafkamina. Okay, I want it less complicated for now. We had another nafkamina that Rav Chanan said. I'm sorry, the first nafkamina Rabbi Chanan said. The other, we had another nafkamina that Rabbi Moshe said was an issa drabanan. If you give an issa drabanan to a yid, you go to a yid and you give him what's an issa drabanan? Chalav yayin akum, chalav akum, bishal akum. That's an issa drabanan. If you give an issa drabanan to a yid, Tosis in Avodah Zarah says you're over on a deraisa. How could it be? How could it be if you give an Isser Drabanan to a Yid, you're over an Isser Deraisa? Okay, I think an incident happened that maybe I'll help you remember this. I was in a bungalow colony. Somebody had bought a bungalow there. It was actually on the road in Swan Lake, and then they made a kiddush. They invited the postmaster of Swan Lake to come, who was a yid. So I don't think they should have invited him. He obviously drove, but he came to the kiddush, you know. Kiddush the kiddush. So he came to the kiddush. So at the kiddush, they said, "You didn't bring your wife?" So the host packed up some Charlton Kugel for his wife. So we were sitting there, a bunch of, it was a bacha then, or Yugalite, and we said, "Is he allowed to do that?" So I suggested that it's better that he himself should carry it to the wife than he should give it to the postmaster to carry to the wife. Why? If he himself carries it, Swan Lake is carrying the drabana, Sram drabana. If he carries it, he's over drabana. If he gives it to the postmaster to carry, he's over lifnei iver. And Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says that if you give it a siddur rabbanan. So the question is, how could that be? It's not logical. If I do it myself, it's in a siddur rabbanan. If I give it to a yid to do it, it doesn't make sense. So Moshe's master, in bein adam lamakayim, you're right, there's no deraisa. If you give someone a siddur rabbanan, it can't be deraisa. But in the bein adam lachaveira, you're giving him an eitzorah. You still, when you tell somebody to eat something that'll give him a bellyache, you're over lifnei der eitzah. You're giving him a bad eitzah. If you give someone something that makes him be over the rabbanon, you're over the bed adam lachaveri dike iser of lifnei iver, you're giving him a bad eitzah. So it comes out two nafkaminas, which are opposites, right? The iser, the lifnei iver for a guy is only on the Beram Lamakim Dik Aveira, not the Beram Lachaveira. An Issa Durabanan is only the Beram Lachaveira, not the Beram Lamakim. Right, the third nafkamina would be if you give a guy an Issa Durabanan. So you give a guy an Issa Durabanan, you have to listen to Iver? They won't tell me that no Issa Durabanan is for Gaim, they are. Rambam says that Akum Shalom HaTayra is an Issa Durabanan. So are you over lifnei iver? If you give a guy an issa drabanan, it will come out you're not over mamon nafshach. Al ben hamal chaveray by goyim, there's no ben hamal chaveray. Al ben adam lamakayim, it's issa drabanan. There's no lifnei iver ben issa drabanan. So you're not over on lifnei iver, which glad that works out well. Because there's a Gemara in Chagiga, it says, how do you know you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah? It says, Mishpatim Bal Yadom. Sounds familiar, right? Mishpatim Bal Yadom is in Davening, in Halalukas, right? I think Tori Yevon, they asked Akasha, why do you need a Pasuk Mishpatim Bal Yadom? It's the favor. A guy's not allowed to learn Torah. Akam Shalom Torah Chayavisa. Obviously, he's not allowed to. So Turi Yevon is, you have a lifnei iver. Why do you need a pasuk mishpatim bal yadom? You're not a teacher. So according to this, it's very geschmack. To give a guy an issa drabanan, you need a makar, you need a new iser. Because there's no lifnei iver on a guy for an issa drabanan. Okay. So this is the aside. Two dinim a lifnei iver, ben al chaveray, ben al lamakim. Good. Come back to the ritva. What we're talking about. Now again, you have to think it through. You have to think a step ahead of me, because if you think it through on your own, you'll chap better. Let's think it through. I hold that this piece of meat is mutter. It's not treif. I hold, you don't have to check the surface, these surfaces are mutter. I hold this meat is mutter. Sfardim hold, no, the meat is asa, that's called a sircha, it's treif. Am I permitted to give this guy, this, not this guy, am I permitted to give a yid, a sfardi, who owns Malaya Khumra, am I allowed to give him this meat? Which l'shitasai is treif, l'shitasi is kash. So think it through. Al tzbein adam la makim, what should be? Huh? Ben la makim should be mutter. Do I agree? I hope. What's ben la makim mean? It means just like the Rabban Shalom told me don't eat treif. He told me you're not allowed to eat treif. You're not allowed to have a chelik in any person eating treif. That's my din. I'm not allowed to have a chelik in any person eating treif. Okay. I hold this is not treif. So I can give it to a sardi. That's my being adam lamakim. I have no problem. I could eat it, and I can have a chelik in someone else eating it. Mitzidi, if you look just at me myself, there's no listening either problem. So what does the Ritva mean that it's asur afluf neiva? He must mean the second thing. Af etzara. If a sardi asks me an etzah, should I eat this meat? So he's not asking me for me, he's asking me for him. For him, I would tell him, you shouldn't eat this stuff. You guys can't eat this stuff. For you, it's awesome. Which means that in our Gemara, our Ritva, the Ritva says, if you give somebody something that's also like him, the Ritva is saying it's also of the Ben Adam Lachaveirai Dika Din of Lifnei'iver. You're giving him an Eitzarah. You're giving him an avla. You're giving him something that's not good for him.
You wouldn't want to eat.
What?
For me, it's mutter. It's not that it's not good for him.
I'm allowed to eat it. Yes, I shouldn't say it's not good for him. I really hold it's good for him. But it's something that I agree that he doesn't want. It's something that he himself doesn't. So, I do it all the time. I tell Sfardim, look, I had to have Hanukkah. Somebody had a problem. He was coming home late. His wife should light. I told him, look, but yes, we don't have a problem. The wife could light. The husband come home light when he comes home. But you guys, the Sfardim, only light one minute per house. So I told him, I know what you should do. Call a Sfardim. Don't come to me. Yeah. I can tell you what we would do. I can't tell you what you would do. But that's been on the Chavera, it comes out. It's been on the Chavera. If I told him that they should make two brachas, I'd be an avla. He holds that you don't make two brachas. Sfardim hold the Mahajman Ahadrin is one person lighting the Minyan and Eris. I would have a bracha l'batala if I told him to do it. I have to get there. Okay, good. So what we're doing is we're understanding now the Ritva who says this is Lifnei'iver. We're saying, Alt Bein Adolam Makim. I have no problem giving him to eat. My conscience is clear. Alt myself. My conscience is clear. I could eat it. I could certainly give it to him to eat. Alt Bein Adolam L'chaveirai. I can't give it to him to eat. It's an avlo for me to give him something that's a bad eitzah for him. Now, Mafushim Eisura. If I see someone eating Isser, why am I mechuyev lafusha neisur? What is the reason that I have a mitzvah of hechiyat techiyah hasam yisach? If it's a chesed mitzvah, then you're right. If I'm mechuyev to do chesed, then it's ben ol mechaveir, it should apply. Lamaisa, Rabbeinu Yaina says that Hecheach Techiach is a Bein Adam Lamakim Dikidim. That the reason I have to be Mechiach someone is because I'm not allowed to see an Avla happen and I'm Shaisik. Ben Yehuda says, if I know 1,000% he won't listen to me, I still have to say something. I can't let an Avla happen and I don't say anything. Hecheach techiach is a bein odom lamokin dikedin. Of course, it's a chesed to him if I do it. But I'm not mechuyev to do chesed to everybody. Just like I don't have to go around and do all types of chesed to every sick person in the hospital every day, go to the hospital. I'm not mechuyev. It's a mitzvah, but I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev l'schaseid with every single person that does have eris and be mafish them. But bein odom lamokin, I can't be there and not say anything. M.K. That's really our heter. Because really, it's a big kasha. What heter do we have according to Rabbeinu Yonah? And Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbeinu Yonah in Hilchos Yom Kippur. And he brings it in, I think, in the beginning of Sefer Mishnah Chafetz Chaim as well. But I think the question is, what's our heter? We got a Shabbos, we have Friday neighbors that do things, we don't say a word. So the heter is this idea that if you're going to make it worse, that you don't have to. You don't have to.
But fit so well because we said earlier on that if it's a darabono, it's a favor. The problem is that the person thing. I see something every darabono, even according to me, everyone's masking this darabono. The way everybody's explaining it now, there's no chiyuv anymore for me to stop.
There's no chiyuv in that time. It's true. There's no chiyuv in that time for me to be a chiyuv. No, it's a darabono. I'm a chiyuv. The Rabbanim won the Chayiv. I don't say there's no lifting either the Rabbanim. I'm talking about the rational level. The Chayach Techiach, there's a mitzvah Rabbanim to Mechiach. And he's doing the Rabbanim. Or if there's no way, then there's none. If there's no way, then mitzvah Mechiach and the Rabbanim, then there's no mitzvah. But it's not the Darashidika mitzvah. So it comes out that the Ritva is very Geschmack. The Ritva is saying that really, if I hold its mutter, I'm okay. I hold its mutter. Just I can't give it to him, so I can't give it to him. Lafusha mi sura, I'm not mechuyev. Now, of course, Eshamai had ahava for Beis Hillel, so they did do it. Lafusha mi sura, they did do it. And Rav said that Shmuel would do chesed with me. He would tell me. Right, Zara shall Abba bar Abba would zecha tell me. So Avad is the right thing to do. It's like every chesed, but chiyev, there's no chiyev lafusha mi sura. So that we've come to have a Havana in the Hezber of this Ritva in Hishita, and really a Klal Yistik Hezber with the Evil Yistik Hezber. Now, it's a big Yetzahara for me to move on because the Evil is a Geshmak HaSugya Ketash Tekloch Taira. We'll wait till which parashat of Nevi, Kedoshim. Maybe we'll talk about it. But let's move on now to the second Ritva, the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud. Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud said something very puzzling. He said, "If it's nicker, I'm allowed to give it to him. If it's nicker, I'm allowed even to give it to him Yadayim." What's pshat if it's nicker, I'm allowed to give it to Yadayim? It's very hard. I can't give yayin to a nazir because it's nicker. So how can I give a posel of sukkah to Rav Chista? Why should nicker make any difference? So in order to answer it, I'd like to share with you the shach. Shach in Kuf Samach Tes, in Kuf Yud Tes. Sivkat Nechaf. Now, the Shach already is a richas onto itself. The chelik that's negea to us, the Shach there says that if you give an iser hanikar to someone who's noyig iser and you're noyig heter, you're telling him that if you change your mind, eat it. If you didn't change your mind, don't eat it. That's what you're telling him. In other words, we're not talking about a person who's hot and you're giving him an ice cream and you're enticing him. Within 6 hours of flesh, you're enticing him, he might be over. But don't marry Rav Chista. What did Rav Nachman do when he gave it to Rav Chista? He was telling Rav Chista, here's a sukkah, it's nicker. You decide. You want to eat, you want to sit there, sit there. You don't want to sit there, don't sit there. It's up to you. And Taka, the next morning, he said, oh, you change your mind. You change your psak. You're allowed to change your psak. And now, you don't just change your psak for convenience. But a person, harvest through a sugya, he could come out one way, he could come out a different way. So that, and I'm going to, we'll learn the whole shach, but the nekuda that's nagaya to us is this nekuda. That when it's nikkur, you can give it to him because, what are we worried about? Asbin on lamakim, I'm not worried. I hold this mud, it's a kosher sukkah. Asbin on machaveh, right? What avil am I doing? I'm telling him exactly, my sukkah, my shu. I'm telling him, listen, the sukkah is this type of sukkah. If you hold this asa, don't sleep here. If you hold this mud, do sleep here. Finish. That's an avla, bin on machaveh, right? It's not. I could see it, if you entice somebody, to because of his taiva, to a hot person, you give him ice cream and it's a few hours, I could see that that should be also anyway. But the mice of Rav Nachman Rav Chista, it wasn't that case. It wasn't such a case. That would explain Nicker. And again, it's all dependent on understanding there's no bein odom lamokim dikka bein isser of lufnei iver. The whole thing is alta eitzah, I'm giving it. Should if I trust him, I could zuchah give it to him. Now, it needs, the shach needs to be explained. Because the shach is being a chuvas marabach. I noticed in the back, somebody, there are a few in the back, they don't bring the marabach, but they say, look at the chuvas marabach. They say him too. And rather than speak it out in 5 minutes, which I'm not going to do a good job, what I want to do is tell you a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, a short tshuva that I had seen a long time ago. When I learned this Marabach, I realized the mocker of this. And this is going to open up a different nekuda. What we had till now, I hope is clear to everybody. We have a machloikis, the prichadash, and the ritva, and the hesbah, and the ritva, the three gemaras. Till now, we're talking about a person who holds its mutter, giving to someone who holds its aser. That's what we're talking about till now. We didn't talk about someone who holds its aser, giving it to someone who holds its mutter. Now what do you think? Shazichabimata, why? Asbin Adam Amakim. Asbin Adam Chavei Ritzachamata. Asbin Adam. Now, if I think he's making a mistake, if I think you're making a mistake, then it can't be. Let's say I have Chol Yisrael. I have Chol Avakum. I'm giving it to you. So you think the Amatirim. I think, there's no, I didn't find one shuva in the whole world that says you're allowed to eat Chol Avakum with Hatchila in America. I read every shuva Ramesha wrote. I've never seen a shuva. So everyone relies on stories. There are stories. Ramesha had an anacle and it does it. And this. Okay. So maybe you're right. But let's say I hold your Atayah. So if I hold your Atayah, so then I can't, if I hold you make a mistake, I can't give it to you. That's for sure. Right?
If you hold that, if I hold you,
let's say I hold. Let's talk about machlekes sicha tudinim. Let's talk about the Sfaradi giving me to Ashkenazi. Okay, the Sfaradi wants to give me to Ashkenazi. That's a good case. Sfaradi has meat from Milmat. Someone told him, you can eat Milmat. Milmat is not Sfaradic lot. So he comes to my house. He says, I have to give it to you. It's not Sfaradic lot. I can't eat it. Is he allowed to give it to me? So what do you say? I say, well, chaver is no shayla. That's mean Adam Lamokim.
Huh?
If I hold this mutter, I can give it to you. You could give it to me.
If I hold this mutter and you hold the sasra, I can go out and do it.
You're right.
So kalshkein.
I'll tell you why it's not a kalshkein. Because if I hold its asr, then I'm having a yad and you're eating it. I shouldn't have a yad and you're eating it. I hold the strength. I'm doing something that I hold it's aser. I hold you shouldn't be eating it. Maybe I hold you shouldn't be eating it. What? Fushe Meisura. Listen, I'm not talking about Fushe Meisura. I hold that this is treif. So I'm giving it to you. I know that you hold it's mutter. But how do I answer Rabbi Nishon? Rabbi Nishon says to me, what'd you do? You took something that's treifa and you gave it to somebody. So that's the way you look at it.
You're saying Hashem doesn't want this to be?
I'll tell you.
The way we explain it,
I hold it, he holds.
I go according to sheets that hold the tzedakah, but I know that there are other sheets that hold the tzedakah. Not like that, I'm oblivious to the other sheets, but I know that there are other sheets.
So then why the reverse? If I hold its osur and you hold its mutter, if I am the reverse, I hold its mutter and you hold its osur, so why? So then you would disagree with what I said earlier. I'm allowed to give it to you. I recognize that you hold its osur. We were saying, Asmanot Mamakim is like, yeah, just me to myself. I'm not a chelik and you're eating it. Okay, maybe you're right. Let me tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman's case is where a machmir wants the mekel to be mekel for him. In other words, his example, I think that it was there. This is in chelak aleph of his truvis, truva lamed hey, or dalit, or somewhere around there. He has a shaylas follows. Let's say I have a sfardi who holds that you're not allowed to put things on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back on the blech if it's not yatzalei display. Even if you had in mind. You're not allowed to put it back. The Ramah says, if you took it off and you had a mind to put it back, you can put it back as long as it's laying this down on the gamma. You have this food that the Sfardi is not allowed to put back on the blech. Is he allowed to ask an Ashkenazi to put it back on the blech for him? That's a shayla. Okay, the shayla could have come up in any one of a million cases. There happened to be the shayla that he was asking. So listen to what he says. This opens up a whole new thing. Rather, I saw in Megid Givasovam, which is one of Shlomo Zalman's Kravim, he said he asked Shlomo Zalman when he got married, if you impose your chumras on your wife, all right, things that are minig ha-mishpacha, the wife comes into the mishpacha, you wait 6 hours, she waits 6 hours, you wait 3 hours, she waits 3 hours. But let's say you have a personal chumra, nothing to do with minig ha-mishpacha. You're noig, a chumra, you know that certain things are more mohud this way. So you're noig a chumra. You don't eat certain things for dessert because you know it's a machlaikas if you make a bracha. So even though you're about to be making, well, you don't need it for dessert. Let's say. Well, let's say you tovel aluminum pans. You know they have mekelim, but you personally tovel. So he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what do I do when I get married? Does my wife get all my chumris, like a package deal? Well, no, I'm machmir for myself. What's I do with my wife? That's what he asked. In both shaylas, Rav Shlomo Zalman makes the following chilik, which I hope you'll appreciate. He says, it depends. Why are you machmir? If you're machmir, because you went through the sukkah, you're not the Gadol Hadar, you're not even the second in command for the Gadol Hadar, you're a regular Ben Torah. You learned through the Truvis. You went, you're learning the sukkah, you went through the sukkah. It seems to you like the machmir. It seems to you that the machmir are right. He says, if that's the case, then you have to give it to your wife too. Your wife has to take the chumrah too. You hold the tzikaret in. So then that chumrah applies to your wife as well. The same thing with the Sfardi and the Ashkenazi. If the Sfardi is machmir because he went to the Sovia and he holds its osir, so he can't tell another yid to do it for him, he holds its osir. Masha'in came, if you're machmir because it's minig avaisav, why do you wait 6 hours? Nobody in this room heard it to the Sovia and came out to wait 6 hours. Anybody goes to the Sovia feels not to wait 6 hours. But why do we do it? Minig avaisai. That's the meaning of my sub is to wait 6 hours. It's one of the Nisyanis of El Maseh. No? One Nisyanis already for me you didn't have. No? The waiting 6 hours, so new. So why do you machmir? Because meaning of my sub. So he says, if you're machmir, I'm sorry, he doesn't use the Lashon meaning of my sub. That's the Maralbach. He says, if you're machmir, because you know, if it's a meaning of the family, it always goes to the wife. So it's a bad example. Meaning of the family for a different reason goes to the wife. But if you have a chumrah, if it's a chumrah that you harvest through the sugya, it goes on your wife. Let's say it's a chumrah, you know that yesh mekilin, yesh machmirim, and you al-tahidr, you want to be machmir. Not because you went through the sugya. You know it's a shayla about toiling aluminum pants. What's a tully and what's a not tully? You have no clue. You know it's a shayla. It's not so hard. So you're mahadr. You're mahadr to toil. Because in that case, you can't impose it on your wife. You're mahadir, so it's very nice of you. You have it's a personal hider. You don't hold it's asr, you're just mahadir. Then it doesn't go on your wife. The same thing with the Sfardi. If the Sfardi is naive something, not because he went to the Sugi and he holds it mutter asr. He's naive it because that's his minig. So then he could ask someone else to do it for him. Because just like he keeps the minig of his fathers, the Ashkenazi keeps the minig of his fathers. It's the same din. I keep minig avaisa, he keeps minig avaisa. Then you're left. Which means we're making now a basic chilek between cases where you're machmir because you hold it's the halacha, and cases where you're machmir out the hither. You don't know the halacha, but you're hither. Every yid tries to show a certain avas ha-Torah. And avas ha-Torah means taking on more things than you have to take, make her adin. He makes this chilek. Now, tomorrow we're going to learn the Marabach, who stretches this chilek into a case of nikkur. So that's for tomorrow. So please, for tomorrow, chazer, before it gets more confusing, chazer the Ritva Shita, and the Svar of the Ritva Shita is going to come back to us on Daf Yudalid. And also tomorrow, I'm going to learn the Gemara down to Enes and Chalalisser. So please learn the Hefanonim of Gemara here as well.